I'm Steve Gerber. I am America's voice. I am fierce and fearless and here to tell you the truth. If that offends you, I honestly don't care anymore. Somebody has to tell it to you straight, and I'm the guy, and I'm going to do it. You ready for that? Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the most important river of the nation's southwest is drying up, which has been going on for years, but it's worse now than it's ever been. Too many people, not enough water. Number two, the House of Representatives, while ignoring the collapse of Afghanistan and Americans being left behind, along with our allies, to face the wrath of terrorists, not going over well. And number one, we are witnessing a failing presidency. As Joe Biden flounders and wallows in his own failure, it may be the weakest president to be in the White House since James Buchanan. And he led us into the front end of the American Civil War because of his weakling approach to the office. Right now, it's pretty clear that it is the Taliban calling the shots in Afghanistan and dictating to the Biden administration how things are going and how things are going to go and rejecting any idea that American military forces will remain there past August the 31st. In fact, the Taliban is openly threatening the United States with serious consequences if we remain past the end of the month. What should be happening is President Biden, the American president, should be telling the terrorists, we will be there as long as it takes to get our people out. And if you have a problem with that, we'll kill you. Those that supported the U.S. government over the last 20 years should also be given the same benefit of the doubt. But instead, Biden is bowing to a bunch of murdering terrorists after he walked down and left them tens of billions of dollars in military gear, armored vehicles, Black Hawk helicopters, grenade launchers, 600,000 rifles and small arms, mortars, and on and on and on. The biggest failure in American foreign policy of my lifetime, maybe ever. Maybe since the Bay of Pigs anyway. And that's why Joe Biden's support of Americans has fallen faster than any other president I have ever heard of. So we're going to begin this hour with bite number 10, a little bit of a change up here. Because I want you to hear what Joe Biden is saying about the Taliban. Who is calling the shots? Listen.
But the completion by August 31st depends upon the Taliban continuing to cooperate and allow access to the airport for those who were transporting out and no disruptions to our operations.
Excuse me? It depends on the Taliban's continued cooperation? Really? You know, the G7 leaders are begging Joe Biden to stand up. To find a spine, to say we'll stay as long as it takes to get the people out we want to get out. He won't. Listen to bite 10 again. I want you to hear that again. Who's calling the shots in Afghanistan? Because it certainly isn't Joe Biden. Listen again.
But the completion by August 31st depends upon the Taliban continuing to cooperate and allow access to the airport for those who were transporting out and no disruptions to our operations.
Meanwhile, the administration on other fronts, Jen Psaki, for example, refuses to say if Americans will be left behind after August 31st. Remember, it's only 5.5 days from now, meaning there will be people left behind, meaning they're screwed because this administration is helpless and weak and incapable of doing the right thing quite clearly. The disappointment, it's reflected in the polls. We'll get to that in a minute. Here's Jen Psaki.
Say after the withdrawal, it's done, you know, it's declared, it's done, everyone's out. If one U.S. citizen was suddenly discovered, you know, saying, hey, I really want to get out and I'm stuck, who knows where, somewhere in Afghanistan or in Kabul, he's got any problem, would this trigger a diplomatic, military, or hands-on-deck type thing to get that person out, whatever the date?
Our commitment continues to be to U.S. citizens. If they want to leave, we will help get them out. Again, we expect there could be some, but I'm not going to get into it further. Go.
The U.S. military news said there could be actually thousands. Because here's another question they won't answer. How many Americans have you gotten out so far? Oh, you've gotten out lots. Well, how many? They don't know. But they pretend that they know how many Americans are in country, which, of course, they do not. Some sources now saying that thousands, yes, thousands of Americans will be left behind, sacrificed to the Taliban, to Al-Qaeda, to ISIS. Thousands left behind. What happens to those people? And while this is going on, the Democrats in this country are worried about spending $3.5 trillion, your dollars, your kids' dollars, your grandkids' dollars, while Americans are being sacrificed at the altar of terrorism. The Democrats are not concerned about that. They're concerned about spending your money. Now, here's a Democrat losing faith in Joe Biden, Congressman Andy Kim. He says quite clearly the mission cannot be accomplished by August 31st and calls on the White House to get its act together. But you know where Andy Kim was yesterday? Voting for a $3.5 trillion spending plan that has not even been written. Listen to this. I think it's disingenuous, but listen nonetheless.
This effort is one that has certainly led me to believe that the mission is not something that we can accomplish by the end of this month. And I strongly, urgently urge the president to reconsider his continued aim towards August 31st to be able to get our mission done. We will not be able to get our mission done by that time, based off of what I've seen and based off of what we've experienced so far.
I strongly, urgently urge. That's great, Congressman. I strongly, urgently urge you learn the English language. Meanwhile, officials in this completely incompetent administration would like you to believe, like I just said, they know how many Americans are in Afghanistan. They know how many people need to be evacuated. But that's BS. It's complete BS. You know how I know? Because what I just told you, they can't tell you how many people they've even gotten out. Listen.
For all Americans who want to leave, the State Department is working very hard to contact them, and we are getting them out every day. That's not going to change. I understand the question about the specific detail. I would just tell you that several thousand Americans have been safely evacuated from Afghanistan. I understand that's not the degree of specificity that you want, but that is as far as I'm going to be able to go today, several thousand. And to include, I would, several hundred just yesterday.
Several thousand. 3,000? 5,000? 10,000? They don't have any damn idea. These are the folks that planned the exit from Afghanistan. These are the folks that planned the exit from Kabul. These are the same folks that want to plan your future. Let that sink in. The people that planned the American exodus from Afghanistan are the people that want to plan your future. They want to decide what you get from the government, what your taxes are going to be, how your kids are educated, where they go to school, what your benefits should be, what your taxes will be. These are the same people. They can't do anything right. These are the central planners that want to run your life. Just let that marinate. These are the folks that think that they are smarter than you. Here are the elitists. Here are the adults in the room. Please. These people are an embarrassment to Americans everywhere, past, present, and future. An embarrassment to all of us. It's gut-wrenching, and that's why the president's approval ratings have fallen more than 10 points in just 1 week's time, something else I've never seen. Quick break. I'll be right back.
I'm Craig Stiles, financial advisor and managing director with Stiles Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. It's been a confusing year, especially when trying to cover your essentials, maintaining your lifestyle, and planning for the unexpected. Things we thought we knew change rapidly, affecting our comfort and forcing us to question what we are doing. Assurance is something we all seek, especially during times of financial uncertainty. I'm experiencing the same market conditions and living with similar issues that my clients seek to resolve. Saving for college, planning for retirement, building a business, or maintaining current lifestyles when those unexpected situations arise. You're unique. So are your financial goals. I welcome the opportunity to work with you to help provide certainty in your financial life. Please give me a call at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.